Economic Development. Today is Thursday, May the 24th, and we are here for the purpose of work session on House Bill 2278. Ms. Jordan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, you have a packet of information at your place, which provides the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 2278. The co-chairs have asked that this bill be amended to provide for a 2% charge to each of the recipients of monies from the fund to generate revenue to pay for a multimodal study of the transportation system. This is assumed in the co-chair's budget. You have attached a draft of staff measure summary, which explains the effect of the amendment. The amendment sunsets on July 1st, 2013, which should give the agency plenty of time to collect the monies and complete the study. And then the fiscal impact, which identifies the costs for the 07-09 biennium and the 09-11 biennium. The agency is projecting $25 million in projects will be spent in the 07-09 biennium. This will be included in the agency's budget next week when it comes before you for work session, as will the debt service for the lottery bonds.
Okay. Colleagues, any questions? At this point, I would entertain a motion on the Dash 4 amendments as presented by LFO.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendment to House Bill 2278A.
Okay. Representative Tomei has moved the Dash 4 amendments. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered. And at this point, as a courtesy to Representative Gilman, I understand that he has an amendment he would like to bring forward. Rather than entertaining a motion on his amendment, I'm going to provide him an opportunity to make his case, and then we can have some discussion and move the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have the Dash 5 amendments. Pretty simple. On page 2, where there's 10%, the regions, it went up at the 15%. That was what was in Connect Oregon 1. It worked very well. Want to point you to the bill that we now are looking at. Also gives the commission an out. If a region doesn't come up with enough good, well-qualified projects, they can take that money away from that region, so they have an opt-out. I just want to say that when we did the work group on this bill, we only had one individual that talked about lowering the percentage to the rich regions. Everyone else seemed to be all right with it, but it came out of kind of nowhere and was amended from the House side to 10%. I really think 15% makes more sense. Those regions have real need for infrastructure improvements, and I think it would be good for the transportation structure of Oregon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Senator Whitson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If the amendment were introduced, I would support it. I believe strongly that we should have a better representation, better distribution of the money. I thought it worked as Representative Gilman said, it worked very well in Connect One. The way it's currently structured, it would be entirely possible to have 60% of this money go to transit in one district. And I don't believe that's what Connect Oregon 2 and freight interconnection is all about. I believe that that the work group, as I'm told, I wasn't there, but I was told the vote was 23-1, that you leave it the way it was. And so I'm unsure of how it got changed or what influence was brought to bear to change it. But I would strongly support the 15% per. I would strongly suggest back to the way it was in Connect 1, 15% per region and 25% to be divided equitably among the five regions.
Senator Berger.
I think my question is, why was it changed? I, too, support the 15%. I think it worked quite well in Connect 1.
I would turn to LFO, but I, at this moment, I'm not sure that I know why it was changed.
I don't know either.
I know that there was a great deal of discussion about it. I know that there were work groups. What I really know is, having just emerged from a conversation with the President of the Senate, we are headed home. And at this point in time, I understand representatives' heartfelt interest in seeing the amendment change. This is the second time we've done Connect. We learned lessons from Connect 1. I think we have the opportunity to learn lessons from Connect 2. There's discussion afoot in several venues about a Connect 3 that might even speak to large signature projects. I am, at this point in time, not going to entertain such a significant policy amendment when the bill is already moving at this rate. I have not gotten permission from the co-chairs. I don't think the co-chairs anticipate the change. There certainly is so much interest out in the public that asking the work group to come back again and reconvene puts the bill in jeopardy, and I'm unwilling to take that risk as the chair of this sub right now. I think we'll have plenty of other opportunity to discuss this. I think making the out for the OTC was a step in the right direction. I in no way want to see the rest of Oregon get shortchanged in this because, frankly, I represent some of the rest of Oregon. But I think this is a good bill. We'll have the opportunity for additional lessons learned. So with respect to Representative Gilman, he and I discussed it out in the hall. The chair is not going to entertain his motion. So, Senator Berger.
Yeah, I just would like to just put on the record that Representative Gilman and I both served as chairs during Connect One, and I think that that would probably lend itself to the real emotional appeal that we have here for the 15%. And I'm confused, quite frankly, as to why it would have ever been changed.
Madam Chair, just a comment. There isn't anything in the bill that would preclude the Transportation Commission from awarding contracts to the regions more than the 10%. That's a minimum amount that they are requesting, that the bill identifies that must go to the region, so that there is still some flexibility for the Transportation Commission to allow projects of importance to the Oregon in other rural areas.
Senator Whitson.
Thank you, Chair Johnson. With no disrespect to the chair, I'm really uncomfortable that substantive change was made in this bill. And no one in this dais knows why, including our own legislative fiscal officer.
Thank you. Senator Berger.
Well, I, too, am uncomfortable, and I'm wondering if those of us who are uncomfortable, if our vote would signify or do anything that could, perhaps would rectify it. Madam Chair, I understand your position exactly. I just am, don't understand the change at all. It was a very, very good percentage. It was agreed on many times by many people. And to my knowledge, it's been agreed on through this process.
Senator Morris, Monroe.
I support the decision of the chair for a couple of reasons. One, the agreement's been made by the co-chairs and so on. And also, I think tying up 50% of the money, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, and leaving the other 50% discretionary gives more flexibility to actually meet the needs of the state of Oregon. And it certainly doesn't preclude far more than 10% from going into any one particular area or need.
Other comments? Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question of staff. Ms. Jordan, do you know if there are any regions in Oregon 1 that did not receive their 15% minimum?
Madam Chair, Representative Edwards, I don't have that information. I don't believe that. I think the agency is here. They could probably speak better to that.
I would invite Mr. Garrett up.
Madam Chair, committee members, Matthew Garrett, Director of the Oregon Department of Transportation. Representative Edwards, each of the regions in Connect Oregon received over that 15% allotment.
Thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Garrett while he's here as a target of opportunity? Representative Shields.
If you don't mind, Madam Chair, could you speculate on why the 10% was chosen instead of the 15%?
Thank the Madam Chair, Senator Shields. My understanding that there was a healthy conversation by a work group that brought that information back to the House Transportation Committee. As to why the migration, as to why the votes, I don't know the specifics of it. I know there was significant policy discussion and there were political discussions. And when all was said and done, when the vote was cast at the House Transportation Committee, your colleagues there chose to move the bill as it's written right now, 10%. I think a significant point made by Ms. Jordan. The language is at least 10%. And I will argue that my commission will fund projects that warrant investment in Connect Oregon 2 projects.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It just seems I'm at least heartened that there has been some vetting in another committee that's looked at this in detail.
Thank you. And I just, despite the fact that we may be a little uncertain on the history, I want to remind this committee that we are a budget committee, not a policy committee. Representative Tomei.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. I am on the House Transportation Committee where this was discussed, and it seemed to me there was some mostly agreement on the committee and certainly on the people who came to testify that this was appropriate to have the flexibility to go wherever there was the most congestion. So it seemed to me that there was some acknowledgement that certainly other areas in which there was congestion and problems, that they would be addressed. And as I think somebody here said, the 10% is a floor. It is certainly not a ceiling. So as the need is determined in other places, that hopefully will be met. This just covers, 50% of the five regions, right? So there's another 50% out there that this group will be looking at to determine where the need is, and we'll hope to attend to it. We had a great deal of discussion about the cost of congestion and how it's only going to be getting worse. So we need to go to where the congestion mostly is and try to loosen up those bottlenecks.
Senator Whitsitt, then Senator Verger.
Thank you, Chair, Chair Johnson. Mr. Garrett, where in Oregon is the biggest congestion problem?
Chair Johnson, Senator Whitsitt, I would argue it's in the Portland metropolitan area.
Okay. Senator Verger?
I'd like to make a comment on that because I believe that is probably what those of us in rural areas are concerned about.
Sure.
And that is that it lends itself a little more prone to the metropolitan area, and we're trying to get some floor that's a little higher for the rural areas, and I think that's our concern.
I would just comment, exercising the prerogative of the chair, that I think we have designed a bill now that anticipates good projects and gives the OTC flexibility to address those good projects without the strictures of Connect One. And I would hope that good projects, regardless of where they reside in the state of Oregon, would come to the fore within this process and be considered through the various layers of vetting for funding. Our goal here is to think about moving goods and people as Oregonians, not necessarily as parochial Oregonians. And I think we have left ample flexibility to the OTC within the draft of this bill. Any other comments? Representative Gilman.
I just want to say thank you, Madam Chair. This was a good conversation, and I think appropriate, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you, and given that I had not seen the amendment in advance, we are going to stand in recess for 5 minutes. We're back on the record. And the chair would entertain a motion on House Bill 2278. And then the chair, as a courtesy to colleagues, will leave ample opportunity for vote comments and vote explanations. So with that, the chair would entertain a motion on House Bill 2278.
Did we
amended.
Adopt the amendment?
We did.
Yes. So it's the amended 2278. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2278 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee to do pass recommendation.
Thank you very much for that motion. Colleagues, discussion. Senator Verger.
Madam Chair, for one thing, Madam Chair, I did not know there was an amendment coming.
That makes two of us.
And so I feel a little blindsided by this. I feel that 15% would be far better. On the other hand, you need to move the bill, and I understand that. And I appreciate that, and having been and as a chair of another committee, I can greatly appreciate that. And I am going to support the bill in order for you to move it today. And but as far as agreeing with the 10%, I would much prefer 15. I also would have appreciated both of us being notified and others at the table that we had an amendment coming and that the bill was going to be changed in some way. Connect Oregon 1 and Connect Oregon 2 are vital to the state of Oregon. I can't say enough about this particular process, and I am totally in support of the process. It was only the blindsided amendment and the 10% that for rural Oregon, I have to tell you, that I would want to do that. But, Madam Chair, I'll give you a yes to move the committee.
Thank you very much, Senator Virgil, for your courtesy. Senator Whitson.
Thank you, Chair Johnson. I too will support Connect Oregon because it's a critical link. $10 million for the district or the area will be better than 15 or better than nothing. I'm very concerned that this moving this bill forward the way it is today will cost rural Oregon $20 million. And those are very critical funds. They leverage other funds. They establish links that are important to our smaller towns and to the shipping from in the rural areas. Quite frankly, I'm still at a loss how when the work group came out, as I'm told, with 3-1, to leave it the way it was, how this got changed, who influenced it. I don't think that's how the process is supposed to work, but I will support your bill.
Thank you.
I will be supporting this motion. A little disappointed about the percentage, but the overall project is so important to Oregon and to transportation and movement of goods and people in Oregon that I have to support this bill.
Alex, other comments? Senator Monroe.
We live in one state, one Oregon. I hope we can think about it always as one Oregon. One people that have to move goods and services throughout the state, but especially have to move goods and services to and from ports because we're an export state. Much of our economic vitality is based on our exports. And so if the transportation system bogs down in any one place, the whole state suffers. So we have to have good transportation downstate in eastern Oregon, and certainly in the Portland metro area as well, for this entire state to thrive. Connect Oregon is the way to get there.
Any other comments, colleagues? All right. Any objections? It's unanimous. So ordered.
Carriers?
Carriers. I'd take volunteers. Representative Edwards to the House and to full. And Senator Virgil, you want to do the honors, even though it'll give you a chance to rail about the percentages on the House floor?
I can rail about it.
Senator Virgil will be the Senate carrier. Ms. Jordan, any other business to come before the committee?
There's not.
Okay. Colleagues, any final comments? We stand adjourned.
Thank you.